My friends, one of the very tough jobs that we have as Chef and the Fat Man is to travel the roadways and byways of Eggtoberfest 2015. And Eggtoberfest is not just a place where great food is dispensed. It is a place where the greatest culinary minds come together. And whether they be famous chefs or just people who have a passion, the food is absolutely extraordinary. And we have found one that is near and dear to our heart. They're a crew, a New Orleans crew, oh so good. And the head crew-roo, would that be the way to call it? I'm always creating new words. Jeff Caldwell. And Jeff, congratulations. Amazing food here today, brother.
Thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Man, what caught our attention first was the fact that New Orleans, and for all of our Falcant fans out there, it's a Houdat nation right here, is alive and well, right here in Stone Mountain, Georgia. But it was the turtles. That tell us about the turtles, man. They rock.
Well, everybody is always looking for something that's unique. And you got to have fun with your food. And what we've created, I mean, everybody can make a bacon log or anything wrapped with bacon. But what we do is we take sausage and we give it life. We turn it into a turtle. We make it look like a turtle. It cooks. It looks like a turtle. And everybody just waits to eat it. It's full of good ingredients.
It is. And I love the way you have the Heart Association logo up there, please. You know, I mean, it's like trying to suggest to me that, geez, you're not the fat man. Please. You know, that's heart healthy. Please. But let's run down the ingredients. What all goes into it? I know you have. Explain, like, if you're laying it out. Let's put a visual for people. What in the world? They know what a turtle looks like, but we're going to have pictures of you. You'll have to go to chefandafatman.com to see it. But tell us how you lay it out.
Well, the turtle itself is, the innards of the turtle is green onion sausage. Then we put the skin of Swiss cheese to wrap that up. And then we have a weaved bacon on top of that to turn it into the shell. And to add character to it, we take hot dogs and make the legs as well as the head and the tail. And it just looks unique.
But not only does it look unique and it tastes unique, but it's great. I mean, it's something now. I'm not suggesting that it's something that you could make up, like, for a group of 10, make up 30 or 40 of them. I mean, these are very rich. This isn't something you could sit down and eat two or three turtles like you can the candy bar.
Well, I have seen people eat more than one turtle, but I would suggest four people to a turtle.
Yes, and I saw people, like, you know, they taste it, they come back, and they think about it. But it's so, so good. And what you've done, though, is you've got a plethora of recipes where people can screenshot them. They got QR codes where they can go and get the recipes. But you've also got, sitting behind us right now, is this beautiful apple pie.
Well, that's one of my wife's creations. It's a simple skillet apple pie, one dish, cast iron skillet, cooked in the green egg. And it's not fancy, but it's home food, and it's good. It's comfort food, and it is oh-so-good food.
Jeff Caldwell, his crew's name is Oh So Good. The crew, now, they don't compete. They just have a passion. They have a love. They have a great respect for everything that's fattening, everything that's delicious, everything that makes your body expand. Jeff Caldwell and Oh So Good is, they're here to provide. And it's funny. I mean, people are lined up here. Now, I love the disclaimer you hang next to your sign, not responsible for dry cleaning bills as people slobber all over themselves. But, I mean, it's now, you've done some other things. You've got, like, kind of a pretzel thing.
We have a cheesy puff pretzel twist. And it's difficult to say, but you can't go wrong with puff shells, puff pastry, if you would, filled with cheese and Cajun spices and wrapped with bacon. I mean, let's be real. Everything wrapped with bacon is good.
And anything that's cooked on the green egg is gooder. And for those of you who have kids listening, please understand gooder is not a word. But this is one of those unique experiences where you come and you get to hang with people at Eggtoberfest, like Jeff and his crew. Now, for those of you who have a complete misunderstanding of how you spell the word crew, it's K-R-E-W-E. That separates you from a rowing crew, or a crew or a posse or some kind of drug-related crew. This is a New Orleans crew, baby. And KREWE is how they roll. And if you ever get a chance to come down and see Oh So Good, these people really, I mean, these people epitomize the greatness of what the egg's all about. Because since you don't compete, you have the passion and the love, and your recipes are multitudinous.
We enjoy it. We've been using the green egg now for the past 15 years, and we use it all the time. And we try different recipes, and we love it. We love to cook outside. We love to enjoy time with everybody else. And good food is what brings them all together.
Since you're one of the 300 that are out here cooking today, but this isn't your first trip, explain to people what it's like coming here for the first time when you were a neophyte at an egg fest. Give people an idea what it's like and the camaraderie from a cooker's perspective.
Well, I will say that our first year coming here was in the backyard of the Green Egg building, and it was great. Everybody shared the recipes, which is what we're doing here. Since then, it's moved on to different locations. I think this is our third different location in 5 years, and we are doing great, and we enjoy it.
Well, obviously you enjoy it, but more importantly, the people out there eating are enjoying it. And another nice thing you're doing, some people come and they cook for a little while, then they cook through their stuff. You've got so many things, and you got people lined up here. It's like you want to tell them, look, go get a life, go away, come back. You know, give people a chance because they're lined up like lemmings on the edge of a cliff waiting for the next culinary treat to come across. Yes, as things are blowing around, we're picking up a little breeze, which actually is very nice, especially if you're cooking. It's very, very nice. Now, you have a unique setup here. You have four eggs, but you also have your own hot water dispenser. I mean, Jeff, you guys rock.
Well, if you do this for fun and love, you want to make it as easy as possible. And cleaning up out here is something that, if it's out there and we can get it and make our life easier to have better food and better service to everybody, that's what we're going to try to do.
Well, now, how many Egg Fests have you been to now?
I've been cooking at the past four, I believe. I've been to the first one, like I said, 5 or 6 years ago. And we come back just for this event. We come back to cook. It's enjoyable to see the people that were here last year come back and find you. They want to see what's going, you know, new events and new recipes. It's a good camaraderie of the Green Eggheads.
Well, you certainly have epitomized what is really great about the egg culture. And is there any secret? What is the number one thing that you, as an accomplished cook on the Big Green Egg, what is, to us, one of the things that we try to emphasize is, be as creative as you can because the versatility of the egg is beyond any other grill out there.
Well, I'll say a little bit of history. Short history is we had the green egg during Hurricane Katrina, and that was our main source for cooking food for the 2 weeks that we were not at home. And so we can cook anything on the green egg. We try to be creative, and we just enjoy what we do.
I'll tell you what, I have cooked gumbo. I have cooked etouffee. I have cooked jambalaya. I have cooked almost everything you can think of on the Big Green Egg. And, of course, Katrina, if you didn't know anybody from New Orleans and if you didn't know the city of New Orleans, you can't even comprehend the pain, the anguish, the sorrow. And you all, like a zenith, rose from the ashes. The city's back bigger, better, better than ever. And it's because of people like you that helped resurrect the city because you didn't leave it, you didn't abandon it. So many of the real New Orleanians came back, whether it was the great Casbarians of Arno's fame or the Brennans or whatever. They hung in there. They paid their people even when they weren't working. They lost great sums of family fortune to keep the things going. So to hear the Big Green Egg in conjunction with this amazing event and the pain and sorrow you went through, the Big Green Egg was there to help you through. And I'm telling you, my friends, it's like we always say, if you're cooking on anything other than a Big Green Egg, you're just warming meat, baby. I mean, you are just warming meat because the Green Egg does so much more. As you can see, you can't see it, but we'll have pictures for you on Chef and a Fat Man Facebook. But there's an apple pie. Then there's a turtle. And no telling what other pictures we'll find, but one thing is for certain. If it weren't for the versatility of the egg, if it weren't for the ability for it to do so many different things, it would be just a grill and you would be just warming meat. Jeff Caldwell, thank you so very much for sharing some time with us. And listen, before the animals get to the pie, can you help a brother out?
We'll see if there's still some left for you.
No. See, I want to get it before everybody else. Those are the little people. I'm the big guy. It's gone. Oh, my God. Well, anyway, my friends, once again, a day late and 5 pounds short. But, Jeff Caldwell, thank you, my brother. Who Dat Nation, we got a brother here, baby. It's all about food. It's all about fun. It's all about celebrating the good life, my friends. And there is no place on God's earth like Stone Mountain under the azure blue skies with the puffy clouds, with God's sun shining down on us and saying, eat on, baby, eat on. Chef of the Fat Man, when we come back, it'll be more fun, more food, and more celebrations. Hoot at, baby.